This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Bridgeport, Connecticut Mayor Joe Ganim is one of the biggest beneficiaries of the city's 2021 property revaluation. What made that possible?
As I described in the story, they essentially argued that this was the result of savvy real estate investment, not his position as the mayor of Bridgeport.
That's Andrew Brown, the Connecticut Mirror's investigative reporter. He and fellow Connecticut Mirror reporters reviewed Bridgeport municipal records to figure out how Mayor Joe Ganim became one of the biggest beneficiaries of the city's 2021 property tax revaluation. More to come after this.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, executive editor of the Connecticut Mirror. Our impact reporting is made possible because of the financial support of members like you. If you are a Connecticut Mirror member, thank you. You're helping to create and sustain in-depth news coverage here in the state. If you haven't yet supported the Connecticut Mirror, I encourage you to do so. Nonprofit, nonpartisan journalism like this is vital to our democracy. Go to ctmirror.org and click the red donate button. Thank you.
Hello, Andrew. Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim bought a house in the city's Black Rock neighborhood in 2021 for $333,000 and sold it 2 years later for $1.1 million. That's quite a profit on a flip. But Ganim also got city tax breaks on the property. Is that what prompted you and your colleagues at the Connecticut Mirror to decide to scrutinize the city's records on this?
Yeah, so last year when Mayor Ganim was running for re-election in a hotly contested mayoral race, the Connecticut Post, to give them credit, did several stories about this property. And they did so at the time because the property was selling. And people began to, at that point, to notice several things. The Connecticut Post reported that Ganim reportedly did a bunch of work on the property that was never permitted. The Post also, previous to that, reported that the house was being marketed as an Airbnb, even though that was against the city ordinances. So when Ganim was running for re-election, his mayoral opponent, John Gomes, and some of his allies began to look and kind of raise the issue of how low the taxes on this property dropped immediately after the mayor purchased it. They filed several complaints, including with the city's ethics commission. And so we decided to take a closer look at kind of how this tax decrease happened and how it stacked up to other properties in Bridgeport. The major takeaway from this story is that in 2020 and early 2021, the city was going through what's called a revaluation, where they revalue for taxing purposes every piece of property in the city. And so when Ganim purchased this 7,000 square foot house in January of 2021, he immediately asked for a further reduction from his city's tax department. He requested, through his brother, who is an attorney, a 45% cut to the assessment that was going to be set on the property. And the city, along with a contractor that was hired by the city to do this revaluation, essentially granted that request almost immediately.
He got about a 45% reduction in the taxes?
That's correct. So it was about $8,000, a little over $8,000 in tax savings annually, compared to what he would have been paying on that property had the assessment not changed.
Now, Ganim's name wasn't on this request because his brother was making the request on behalf of the previous owner?
There are records that we looked at that were filed in response to a complaint about all of this that showed that Ganim's brother got permission ahead of time from the former owner to use her name to contest the tax assessment. Now, they did that because the property had not changed hands to that point. But when he went before the city and the city's contractor in this informal hearing, as it's called, Ganim had purchased the property just the day before.
Now, Ganim is not the only one who appealed the revaluation of the property. More than 22,000 properties in Bridgeport were revaluated, and many of the owners appealed the new assessments. How many others were able to get their assessments brought down by about 45%?
I think roughly 700 or 800 people who actually filed for a hearing to have their tax assessment reconsidered in late 2020, early 2021. When you look at just those properties, Ganim is by far received one of the biggest benefits. We looked not just at the people who filed complaints, but we looked at the 28,000 homes or 28,000 residential properties that are in the city of Bridgeport that year. Ganim was number 45. And that may seem like there's a lot ahead of him. Most of the other homes that are up in that top 45 were Habitat for Humanity homes, which the city automatically granted a tax reduction to because they were built by Habitat for Humanity and were currently owned by low-income homeowners.
And so a number of people who filed complaints about Ganim after they found out that Ganim had gotten such a huge reduction in his taxes. What were their you talked about a couple of people who filed complaints and weren't able to get much out of the city as far as reductions on their taxes.
Yeah, so other people who filed complaints with the city made some of this, you know, kind of similar arguments, right? They were maybe more modest homes. These weren't 7,000 square foot homes. They'd be 3,000, 2,000 square foot homes. And they essentially told the city similar things to what Ganim did, which is our property can't be worth what you're saying. We've owned it for 3 decades. Haven't made any upgrades to this property. In fact, some of the property is deteriorated to the point that, it's not going to sell for what you're saying that this house is worth. And interestingly enough, we got a spreadsheet from the city that kind of detailed notes on a lot of these appeals that went before the Board of Assessment Appeals. And there were notes in there on some of these that essentially had city employees or the city assessor's office or Board of Assessment Appeals, I'm not sure who was writing it, saying that, you know, the fact that someone hasn't made upgrades to their property in 3 decades isn't a justification for lowering someone's tax assessment. Essentially, I think the quote was, the city shouldn't be paying for parents not upkeeping their properties.
Wow. So, but the bottom line, Andrew, what is the city's position on this? That this is just regular business and it's not the ordinary.
Yes, they have said repeatedly that everything about the purchase of the property, the resetting of the assessment on Ganim's property was done through the proper channels and was done in above board way, and the fact that Ganim received one of the largest tax reductions that year, they argued, was essentially the result of the unique nature of this property. And thus, as I described in the story, they essentially argued that this was the result of savvy real estate investment, not his position as the mayor of Bridgeport.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.